Hello and welcome to another edition of Rose School Moms Live, Sunday night, 9 Eastern Standard Time. My name is
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher. I think we might be having some technical difficulties. I know that Kimberly and her family are traveling this evening out in they're in the northwestern part of Arizona and might be having a little technical difficulty tonight. Are you there, Kimberly?
I am. Can you?
You're going in and out. We can hear you. While you're working on that, this is Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher. Oh, there
hello,
she
can
is.
You hear me?
Oh, yep, you're back. You're back.
Okay, I'm back. Wonderful. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Rhodes Cool Moms Live. You just met Mary Beth, you know, full time RV mom of six, and not six, four. And we're coming to you live, like Mary Beth just said, in Verde Valley, just 25 minutes south of Sedona. And where in the world are you, Beth?
Well, as you know, we left Tucson earlier this week. We're sad to see that area go. We had such a good time there, so many things to do and see. But we traveled across the Midwest. We stopped in Amarillo. We made a stop in Oklahoma, and then this big, massive storm has broken out in the Midwest. So we scurried across and got over here to Illinois. We actually went through a couple days RV studying at my grandma's farm, so I'm happy to be with some of my family here and getting ready for our next chapter. So
that's wonderful. I'm glad you made it safely across the country. That storm was pretty wild.
It is. I've watched the just the Weather Channel today, looking at where we traveled just in the last 24 hours, even, and very thankful that we're out of there. But a little apprehensive for our friends that are out there. We know of, you know, people in all the different states, whether they're in sticks and bricks or not. Even some of our fellow RV travelers are in places that are a little bit scary tonight, so our prayers are with them.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone on the line that this is a live call-in show. There's multiple ways you can interact with Mary Beth and myself. If you're on our webpage at ultimateradioshow.com/show-host/roadschoolmoms, you can chat right there. Mary Beth runs that chat. Or you can call in at area code 425-440-5100 and use conference ID 026375#. If you have something you want to tell us, you can raise your hand by hitting *2, and I will see you on the board. So let's talk about road schooling today. You did a lot of traveling this week. How did that affect your road schooling?
Well, you know, I know we've talked about this before. When we're hardcore traveling, it's hard for me to get everybody together at once because everybody seems like they're doing their own thing. So they done some reading this week, and we actually are delving into a little bit new area for us. As you know, we're big lot bookers. We like to do that, but we're kind of doing some notebooking. So that was kind of an interesting start for us this week because what they've done is they've kind of read some different subjects, some different things, and started notebooking some of their studies. So that's kind of what we worked on this week. It was light. It was a light week.
What exactly is notebooking?
Notebooking is just really what it sounds like. And there's different variations of it, I think, but I've tried to start off really easy and not, you'll be shocked to know that I'm not trying to be a full-fledged crazy notebooker at this point. I'm trying to ease into it, trying to tiptoe around and not be crazy. But basically what it is, and it, you can be as elaborate or as easy as you want, but it's, you know, they read, and it can really be for any subject. And what I found when I was researching this was that the easiest thing is to not add notebooking to what you're already doing, but maybe take some of the busy work out of what you're already doing and pick one subject that you know, each kid or whatever likes to do and let them read something, and then whatever they've read for the day, they notebook on that. And that can be something as easy as taking out a lined piece of paper, or there's tons of options out there for lined paper with, you know, clip art or a place where you can draw pictures or whatever. But one rule that I found this week that I thought was interesting and it kind of helped me as a guide was that when your student is notebooking, a guide can be that they write one sentence per year that they are old. So if you've got, or per grade they are. So if you've got a third grader, they need to write about three sentences of what they read, or what, you know, to help them comprehend, you know, with their comprehension and talk about what they've learned. So that was helpful for me.
That is a helpful guide. You will be amazed what we started doing this week.
Really?
We started
lapbooking.
Yeah, we started lapbooking. I went on a journey through learning. Mary Beth knows. Nancy and Paula from A Journey for Learning came to the World's Best Road School Convention in Tucson. And really, I felt inspired to do something completely different. So I put away all the workbooks that we had been using. And I said, we're going to do something different for this entire week. We're just going to do these lapbooks. And internet is a huge issue for me this week. We are in this valley, and I'm actually sitting outside by the pool because the lodge has the best signal. I can't get internet in my camper at all. So went on a journey for learning and scratched through to find some lapbooks that my kids would be interested in. It took all of Monday because of the internet to get that done. But I did get it done. I got Blazy. You know, Blazy loves trains. He's my 9-year-old. He's big into trains. So I got him an express lap book for trains. I got Dominic a unit study for the Wars of America from 1900 on, because he's big into tanks. And I got Tonya an express lap book in ballet. And it was awesome. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I want to tell you, Blaze, as you know, is our special needs child. He's got Asperger's, and he has a hard time concentrating on the workbooks that we do. But he was fully immersed in this lap book. The express lap book was the perfect size for him. He was able to accomplish it in about 3 days. We did about an hour a day in 3 days. And then he was so proud of what he had produced in that folder. So it was a lot of fun. And he asked me for the next one right away. So next week.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great. I knew, you know, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but, and I'm not just preaching this because I'm an affiliate for that. I mean, I truly love A Journey Through Learning lap books. I love lap books, obviously, all together. I mean, they're just a great tool because they really do adapt, like you just said, to all of your kids in their own way. And that's just, I'm so glad you tried them. That's awesome. You'll be surprised at how many times they go back and look at them, too, I think.
Yeah, I am excited. And this morning, I've been really sick. My kids have been sick, and I got it. It's this low-grade crud that just gives you a really bad stomach ache. I was really, really sick, and Tonya brought me. What I did was I made a box so that all my supplies would always be in one place, and I wouldn't be scrambling for markers or a hole punch or brads or anything. I just went through the needed materials. I went to Office Depot, and I got myself this box that's got everything in it. I think that was my biggest obstacle to lap booking. I was afraid that I would have to keep stopping to find the stuff that we need to make it a reality. But you inspired me with your road trip teacher bag, a beautiful 31 bag that was packed with all sorts of goodies. And so I made a box. And Tonya brought the box and her lap book to the bedroom this morning, and I was completely lateral, and we were lap booking this morning.
So. That's awesome. You know, that makes me feel bad. I should have made you a road trip teacher bag. Are you kidding me? How is it that you're wandering around the world without a fully loaded road trip teacher bag? I'm going to fix that.
Well, I would love to see your idea for the road trip teacher bag on your website. Do you have it there?
You know, I don't, but that's, you know, as always, you always give me inspiration on what I really ought to be doing, and so I will do that. That'll be my first post of the week on Tuesday. Count on it.
That'd be wonderful, because I'd love to just be able to click on that, you know, print it out, bring it to the Office Depot or wherever, Walmart, whatever, and get that. Now, I know that that 31 bag's pretty snazzy, so... Might have to
but, you know, really,
that too.
You don't have to be, that's the one thing, you know, I will say, for me, I don't know about you, we all know how I am, whenever I decide to do something different, whether it's an organizing project or something for road school, you know, I think everything has to be perfect. You have to have a perfect folder, you have to have exactly what you need. It all has to be a certain way. And really, just like, I mean, the way you've done it is classic to how you do things because you're like the get-it-done girl. But really, just grab something easy that, you know, the biggest thing is for it to have handles, whether it's a box or a bag or whatever, you know, and just start collecting your supplies. And, you know, you can start out with something as easy as markers and glue sticks to something more elaborate. And I'll work on that. I'm going to empty my road trip teacher bag and take some pictures, and we'll talk about what's in my bag, and I'll post that on Tuesday. Awesome idea.
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. And, you know, the other thing that I thought about after I bought my box and stocked it, I could. My box is pretty. It's the size of it's 4-quart, whatever that means. So it's big, like a coffee table book, and pretty thick, maybe like 3 inches thick. And I could easily put it in the truck and take it somewhere, but I really love the idea of the bag because if we want to just go to a national park and literally sit there and do our lap of there, that's the beauty of our road school. That's exactly what we could do.
Well, and that's why I've got off on this little tangent with notebooking because I feel like it's the perfect companion to our lap booking studies. As you know, all my kids have a binder, and currently I have enough room in that binder that we can keep our lap books in there. And then this notebooking thing is the same way. You know, they notebook a page, you stick it in the binder, and that's exactly where I'm going with my road school, Kimberly, is that the Tucson trip really inspired me to get out more because there's so many natural resources there, and I know that's the nature of what we all do, but I've been, admittedly, I've been not good about getting my road schoolers out of the rig when I have the opportunity. So I'm trying to push myself to do that, and in that, you know, having my bag ready so that we can kind of, you know, ready, set, go at any point. That's my goal. So.
Right, and really what we're talking about with lap booking and notebooking is increasing our students' writing skills. And I'm really excited about tonight's show because it just feels like such a perfect fit for our world, Mary Beth. Because here we are sitting here asking our students to write better and blogging. We just talked about you making that blog, blogging about what we're doing and how to do things better and how to save time and skip the learning curve. So we already write, like that's 90% of what we do in our campers as far as academics. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. And, you know, for me, and, you know, we've talked about this on previous shows, it's just, it's an important sticking point for me. I mean, I want my kids to write. I want them to handwrite things. You know, I want them to write, and I want them to know how to write well and use the proper grammar and all that. So, yes, very important.
Right, and on tonight's show, we're talking about making money from writing, which, you know, that's the number one question you get when you're on the road. How do you make money? So, like, I can't imagine a better fit. I really can't. When I was doing the promos for this week's show, I really started thinking about how much money I personally make from writing. When you and I got together to do the convention, we had to write gobs and gobs of emails to try to persuade vendors to be a part of our convention. And we had to write tons and tons of copy to persuade attendees to come to the convention, and presenters to come and present captivating, interesting topics. Writing is something that we do so much of, and if you have the opportunity to take a writing course, especially a persuasive writing course, to learn how to use your writing to make people make the decisions that you want them to make, then this is just a perfect fit.
It really is. I mean, persuasive writing is, you know, that's a league all on its own and something that definitely want our learners to delve into, but, you know, for us as well. I mean, we've all got blogs. You know, we all have blogs that most of us work on, and some of us have the author behind our name and that. And, you know, no matter what kind of writing we're doing, I'm very excited about hearing how this organization can help us, you know, make money while we're writing. I want to say real quickly, just as a stopping point, I've got to give a shout-out to Karen, who's out in Mountain Air, New Mexico. Not sure how far that is from you, Kimberly, but she's with us on the chat tonight, so we want to say hey to her.
Hey, welcome, Karen. And again, remember, this is a live show, so you can chat with us on our link at theultimateradioshow.com. Just click on that Road School Moms logo, and you'll be on the chat with Mary Beth. Or you can give us a call at 425-440-5100. And again, use conference ID 026375#. If you have a question, you want to say something, just go ahead and hit star 2, and that will show me that you want to talk to us. We're going to be giving away some prizes tonight, so you're going to want to make note of that number or be on the chat with us so that you can get in on the excitement. So we talked a little about it. I'm going to give you the backstory between my history with AWI, who is our guest tonight, America's Writers and Artists Incorporated. We'll have on the line tonight Katie Yackel, the founder, and Heather Robson, a homeschooling mom turned copywriter. And I want to tell you, 10 years ago, Chris and I, when we lived in a house, had our own company. So cute. It was called CK Computing. Chris, thank you, brother. Computing.
we're
so imaginative back there. Yeah, exactly. All we needed was a little heart in between the C and the K. This was back when I was pregnant with and then ultimately had Dominic and even had Blaze. So quite a long time ago. And one of his clients was AWI in Delray Beach, Florida. And I would accompany him on a lot of the calls, as big as a house, hobbling through while he ran cable or connected their computer network or whatever he did. And I would just browse around. And I told you this, Mary Beth. The walls were plastered with testimonial letters and thank you notes. And I turned to Chris one day and I said, what in the world do they do there that makes so many people happy? He said, I have no idea, but I'm happy because they pay our bills. I said, okay. And that's pretty much where we left it 10 years ago.
Don't ask questions, right?
Don't ask. Exactly. Don't ask to tell. But I was impressed. I was. There were these notes all over the walls, and I was seriously impressed by that. But I didn't have any kind of foundation to figure out what it was that they did. So flash forward a couple months ago, and I'm scanning through my Facebook, you know, doing that Facebook scroll dance and just scrolling, and I see this course for writers, and I think, well, I'm a writer. I want more information about this course, and I click, and I deep delve into it, and I find out that, sure enough, it's AWAI, and I have this epiphany. It all comes back to me, like, you know, like at the end of your life, you see that really fast-forwarded version of your life. It just all comes back to me, and I realize that those letters are people that they taught how to write who are now successful writers making a living through their writing. And so I call up Katie, and I say, you won't believe what we're doing now, Chris and I. Do you remember us? And she says, yes, absolutely, I do. And I said, you won't believe what we're doing, we're RVing, and I cannot think of a perfect fit, a better fit for this community than what your company does, and I know that it works because I remember all those letters, and I remember how impressed I was with them. So she said, well, great. How do we get connected? And I said, well, why don't you come on the radio show? So without further ado,
I'm
Katie
here.
Yackel. Yay. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you? That is a
I'm
fun
great.
Story going back. You took me back in time.
I'm sure. To probably a whole different computer system by now.
Yes. But we wouldn't have gotten started without you guys, so we're very appreciative.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I want you to meet my co-host, Mary Beth Goff. She's the Road Trip teacher.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hey there, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And then also on the line is Heather Robson, a homeschool mom turned copywriter. So, Heather, can you hear us?
I sure can. I'm glad to be here.
Hi,
okay,
Heather.
So
hi, Katie.
It's a party.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a couple questions for you guys so that our listeners can get a better understanding and don't have to wait 10 years to figure out what AWAI does. So we'll start with, what exactly is the AWAI Copywriters Program?
Well, I'll take that one. This is Katie Yackel. And basically, let's even step back, take a step back and answer the question, what is copywriting, in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with what that is. And it doesn't have anything to do with lawyers or trademarks or any of that stuff. Copywriting is persuasive sales writing. It's persuasive writing, basically. And what we teach is direct response copywriting, which is sales letters or emails or websites or any type of written words that get people to take an action. So if you're on a website and it says, click here for more information, a copywriter wrote that. If you get a letter in the mail asking you to donate to your favorite charity or support a cause or vote for a candidate, a copywriter has written that. Copywriting is...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just heard noise, so I'm going to be sure.
Well, you're gonna laugh. I was telling Mary Beth before that I have to be at the rec center because I have zero internet in my camper right now in order to do the show, and I wrestled with being inside the center or being outside the center, and I decided outside the center was the less intrusive, and a whole band of people with about 5 to 10 instruments just walked into the center, so I'm glad I made the right choice.
Okay, great. Well, so that's what copywriting is. And about 17 years ago, we decided to put together, and every business needs copywriting. Copywriting is the lifeblood of our economy. And if you just think about all of the communications that every company does, and organization, and every group, basically. So that's copywriting. And most cases, companies hire writers to do that communication for them. And so we put together a program that teaches people how to do that type of writing, because there is a formula to it. There are techniques and things you need to understand. But once you understand it, it's pretty very straightforward. And so we put together a program that teaches people how to do that type of writing, as well as how to start businesses offering that writing as a service. And Heather is one of our poster children.
I would add to that, one of my favorite things about the AWAI copywriting program is this isn't created by people who are on the outside looking in. This program was kind of brainstormed and written and created by people who have made a very successful living doing this and really know what they're talking about. And they've broken it down in a very easy to follow, step-by-step way to really help to help their students really learn what's going on.
Yep. Yeah, everybody's in the trenches working, successful copywriters. And when we started, we just had the one program that just focused on copywriting in general. But since then, we have over 100 different programs, and we've brought in all kinds of experts in lots of different areas. For instance, if you want to just write for the web, we have, many programs that show you how to do that. If you're interested in business-to-business writing, which is a huge opportunity, and there's a huge need and appetite for writing in that world, that's businesses that are selling to other businesses, not necessarily to consumers. We have the top B2B writers that have put together programs, fundraising, health, finance, all of these different subsets, niches within the world of copywriting. We now have programs that teach you how to do that.
I'm going to stop us for a second and say hello to Heather from Fernandina Beach, Florida. She's listening in tonight and says she's excited to hear what we've got going on. I'm glad you explained the copywriters program to me, because I'll tell you, I was actually Googling the copywriter definition, as you said that you, you know, when you started that, because I realized that I really didn't even know exactly what that was. So thanks for that definition. And tell us, so then, how long does this program take to complete?
Well, now, we have, you know, I guess we should just focus on our the foundation program, which is the accelerated program for six-figure copywriting. And that is the foundation for any type of writing you want to do. And it's self-paced. It's all online. So, you know, there have been people who have done it in, you know, a month or so, and then there's other people that, you know, take longer, maybe up to a year. I mean, it's very extensive. It's very thorough. There's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of exercises, and you know, you're building a sales letter as you're building your skills. But I would say in general, you know, 4 to 6 months. Heather, do you think that's accurate?
I do think that's accurate, and I think a lot of it actually depends on your personal experience. If you have a background in sales and marketing, I think you can do it a little bit faster. But
yes,
if you're brand new to this, I think if you try to do it faster than the 4 to 6 months Katie's recommending, that you're probably not internalizing it as much as you need to.
Right. And we have a lot of some supporting materials that go along with the copywriting program. So there's lots of ancillary resources that can either speed you along or can just make it more in-depth and help you learn more thoroughly, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Okay, so the obvious question on everyone's mind right now is, how much does this knowledge cost?
Well, this basic program, you know, this is this foundational program. The program itself sells for just about $400. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's soup to nuts. It's everything that could possibly, you could possibly need, including a whole section on how you build your business, how you get clients. We have a proprietary, exclusive jobs board. It's called directresponsejobs.com, just for our members. And it's open to any marketer looking for a copywriter, but only our folks, people that have been trained by AWAI, can respond to it. So they know when they're coming there, they're getting people that understand our business. There's a whole bunch of bells and whistles that go along with it. But before we even get to that, I do want to offer anybody on this call a free report that can give people even a better idea than I possibly could during this call. You know, we consider copywriting in this whole world, we're all about the writer's life. And that means, you know, something different to every single person. For some people, it's, you know, the big money and being able to quit your job and not having to answer to a boss and complete freedom. For other people, it's a side income. For other people, it's just being able to be home with their kids or whatever it is, whatever the writer, for other people, it's a life of creativity and fulfillment and things like that. So the thing with having these skills is it opens up so many doors. So before we even get to the full program, I do have this free report that I'd love to offer to our listeners, and it's called It's True, You Can Make a Very Good Living as a Writer, and here are 9 ways you can do it. And
okay.
Do you have the link for that? I can give you the link. It's www.thebarefootwriter.com/roadschoolmoms. And I think if you get that report and you look at it and if you like it, then get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to get you started. But I recommend everybody check that out and just get a better feel for what we're all about.
And I'm going to post that on our Facebook page in our chat. So let me just make sure I've got that right. So it's www.thebarefootwriter, which is BAREFOOT. Is that correct?
Yep.
Thebarefootwriter.com/roadschoolmom. So I'll be posting that on the Facebook and chat window momentarily.
Yes, because many of our writers don't wear shoes, we have found, because they're working in their home or they're working at the beach, you know, whatever. But so we kind of have embraced that idea.
Well, I'm the barefoot podcaster right now because I'm not wearing shoes. Are you wearing shoes, Mary Beth?
Please, I don't even know where my shoes are half the time. Of course I'm not wearing shoes. That was my biggest thing coming, you know, coming east from where we were, was that we was getting a little colder, and I was like, we're going to have to find some actual real shoes before long.
Right.
So tell me, back to our fundamental, that program, what if someone starts with the AWAI Copywriters Program, the fundamental portion of that, and then they see it's not a good fit. Is there a return policy, or is there some way to recoup some of the money?
Actually, we have a 365-day return policy. You take the program, you live with it for a year, you try it out, you test it out. If it's not for you, no questions asked, even if it's on, you know, day 365. Actually, pretty much, honestly, it's not an issue for us, so at any point, if you realize that this isn't for you, or you haven't been able to get started, or whatever it is, you just let us know. You know, we don't want anybody to be unhappy. It's not for everybody, but we don't want the fear of, you know, losing money or any of the things that go along with sometimes with ordering things online to stop somebody from actually seeing if this is for them.
One of the reasons you saw all those wonderful thank you notes and testimonials on the walls is because this isn't a sink or swim program. It's not something that you buy and you just get, you know, tossed out there. There's this wonderful support network that is so invested in helping you succeed and answering your questions and celebrating your successes when they happen. It's such a great community to be part of.
Right. Heather, can you give us a little background on how you found AWAI and started your own copywriting business?
I sure can. I am an AWAI veteran. I actually purchased the program in 1999 in one of its earliest iterations, and it actually was my dad that pointed it out to me. He had gotten this letter in the mail that had the headline, "Can you write a letter like this one?" And he immediately thought of my brother. I'm not sure why, because I'm the writer in the family. Actually, my brother is a very good writer, too. And he was telling me about this program that he was, you know, recommending to my brother that he really wanted him to get involved with. And I'm thinking, I've wanted to be a freelance writer since I was 5. So can I have this information, too, pretty please? So he was like, oh, of course. And he, you know, sent me his copy of the letter, and I sent in my money, because this was back before, you know, there was an online sales channel. And a couple weeks later, my program came through the mail, and I worked through it and found everybody super helpful, and then started taking what I had learned, and started applying it for my own business. That's one of the great things about copywriting is, you know, you're learning how to sell things, you know, how to write persuasively for your clients, but in the process you learn how to write persuasively for yourself. And so you can start using what you've learned and actually applying it to building your business. And I am not a poster child for discipline when it comes to that kind of thing. So I kind of built my business haphazardly over a couple of years, but I kept at it, and it really came together, and it's afforded me the opportunity to be at home with my kids and to homeschool them, which has been, you know, just a gift. It's been just a great ride. And another great thing about this is that it evolves with you. You know, there are so many different kinds of writing, as Katie pointed out, that there are a lot of different ways to specialize, and there are so many different industries, so you can work within a specific niche. And, you know, right now my focus is being able to have that time with my family, but as my kids get older and start to, you know, kind of build their own independent lives, you know, I might have a greater focus on bringing in a bigger income or traveling more. But it really is something that can evolve and change with you as your life evolves and changes.
And Heather, you know, I just want to add one thing, which is which we have found throughout the years is true people, a lot of people use this for their own business or to help businesses that they care about. But another way that a lot of people use these skills is in writing books, either ebooks or their own books. You know, so many people have stories to tell. And these skills, you know, persuasive writing is universal. It is the, you know, the fundamental of any kind of good storytelling and any kind of writing that you do. So many of our copywriters are also authors as well. And just wanted to point that out for if any of our listeners have that dream of writing a book or have written books or in the process of. These skills definitely make it easier.
That is
well, I can
very
tell
true.
You, for me, I'm so excited about all of this because you may not know this, but Kimberly and I actually, our first project together was the Chicks Without Bricks book.
Yeah.
Co-authored together with the other 10 moms that done that. And that just, for me, released, I've always wanted to write a book, but never really knew how to go about it. And now that I've co-authored that with her, I'm all about that. You know, that's what I see in my future. I love my blog writing. I love the curricula I write. But I'm very excited about your program, and I've actually already visited your barefootwriter.com link and registered for my free report and actually have it sitting in front of me. So tell me, what do I need to get started? What does someone need to get started at this?
Honestly, a computer and an internet connection, and then the right mindset. That wasn't always the case. I think several years ago, I might not have even included an internet connection in there. But I think nowadays, you know, you really would be fighting an uphill battle without an internet connection. But if you've got a laptop and an internet connection, and then you have a mindset to keep going after it and keep working at it, the success just comes. I've seen this happen with one writer after another. The people that stick with it and really learn the skill and really go after the clients, eventually success comes for them.
Very cool. Now, I've been with a lot of people. We are in the business here at Full Time Families of trying to make people's dreams come true. And I could see that this is a very unique way, and as I said in the intro, a really great fit for making our family's dreams come true, those families that want to go full-time on the road because of the flexibility. How do you actually approach the companies to get the contracts?
Katie, do you want to go on that one first?
Sure. And there are as many ways as there are assignments and companies. And we spend a lot of time talking about this. You know, it's the most daunting part. It's the thing that holds people back. You know, the question I get the most is, okay, great, you're going to teach me how to do this kind of writing, but then what? How do I get started? And, you know, there have been people that have just been standing in line in Starbucks and told the person, you know, struck up a conversation and they say, what do you do? And they're, I'm a copywriter. Well, what does that do? Well, I write this. You know, I need one of those. You know, can you give me a call? And I need my website redone, or I need the, you know, it can start as easy as that. Or we, like I said, we have our job boards where you write, you know, you apply for the job, you know, and some of these jobs, most of these jobs are freelance or per project, or there's all strategies for contacting companies. It's companies that you do some research, you know, are the companies that you are excited about, that perhaps you're a customer of, or that you're interested in that industry, or you have some kind of knowledge that gives you an insight into it. And, you know, we walk you through the whole process as far as how you offer your services, how you, you know, get your foot in the door, and then how you build from there. I don't want to diminish people's fears about it, but not as scary as it is, as it seems. There are so many ways to get started.
So after you get started, I know everybody's, you know, the top of the mind, it goes back to how we're going to make money with this. So tell me, how much could I charge per campaign or per letter if I had these necessary skills?
I hate to be vague, but it varies so much. You know, for a mom and pop in your town, it might be, just a couple $100 or so. It depends on the length of the letter, the complexity of the letter. You know, it could be any, you know, it could get, you know, just be in the hundreds of dollars. Or, you know, some of the big time mailers who hire AWAI writers all the time, they pay people, you know, up to $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 just for a single letter. And then there's also, in many cases, you know, there's royalties that are in addition to that. So, but the range is huge and the sky's the limit. It doesn't happen overnight. You build. You know, our program is, you know, the accelerated program for six-figure copywriting. And, there have been a few that have gotten to six figures within a year, but most people, it takes, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get there, but you're constantly building and you're doing work that you love and you're building this life the way that you want it to. Heather, how does your experience dovetail with that?
I would say that, I would totally agree with Katie that it does vary. I tried to say Katie and Barry at the same time there, that it does vary a lot based on client budget. I think it varies even more based on the writer's confidence going into bidding on the project. I know in my experience, almost every time I've been on a project, and I'm seasoned, I've been doing this for 10 years, almost every time I've been on a project, the client says yes without even blinking. And so, you know, when I do sales letters, I usually charge a base fee of $5,000 for an 8 to 10 page package. And then if it's longer, that might go up, and sometimes we'll have a back-end arrangement with either a royalty agreement or a bonus based on how the letter performs. But even that fee, when I, you know, quote it, I always cringe a little bit at how fast my clients say yes. And so there are, because I know that I could have said more, and they would have probably still said yes. So there are a lot of companies out there that really recognize the value of this service and are willing to pay for it. And so a lot of earning those higher fees comes down to being confident in the value that you bring. And then also doing the research and finding the companies that do understand the value of the service. It is fun to work with very small businesses, the moms and pops, but a lot of times they don't quite see the full value or they just don't have the budget. So it really depends, you know, on how much you want to earn and what you really enjoy doing, because it's not just about the money. It's also about loving the projects that you're taking on. You know, some of my very favorite projects have actually been on the smaller side of the budget, but they were just a joy to work on because I loved, you know, the company that I was working with and what they were bringing to the table. And that goes back to, you know, what Katie was saying about how you can really kind of custom build your own version of the writer's life.
I do want to point out that this isn't really like an adversarial exchange when you're doing this. Writers are solving a problem for companies. You know, companies need to generate more money, and this is the way they do it. So they need you just as much as you need them. It's the whole process isn't, like I said, it's not combative or difficult. And the thing is you're on this, everybody really ends up on the same side and everybody mm-hmm. wants the very best possible outcome. And it's a very collaborative process too. Once you start working on a project, you're not just sent off and said, okay, go, you know, create a masterpiece and just come back, you know, with a finished thing. It's a creative, it's a collaborative process, which, you know, is again part of the that makes this whole endeavor so unique and rewarding.
And I want to add to that, if it is adversarial, that client is probably not a good fit for you.
And then you move on to the next one.
Yeah, my clients become my friends. I tend to work with them over a long period of time. And the larger portion of my circle of friends actually is made up of people that I've either met through my clients or that are directly my clients.
Very cool. You also mentioned, let's say I was I completed the course and I landed a job and I really didn't know how much to charge. Could I come to the support at AWAI to figure that
definitely.
Out?
Oh, definitely. I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten where it's like, they said yes, now what? What do I do? Like, first of all, take a deep breath, pat yourself on the back, let's do a high five, and now yes. We have so much information as far as that goes, and from different perspectives. The other thing about this business is there's no one right way to do anything. There's no one, answer. It's very subjective, and it's very flowing. But, yes, we have all the support you can think of as for, all of those additional types of, quote-unquote problems or worries or questions.
And AWA offers a lot of different channels to access that support, too. You can call directly into the office and speak to somebody if that's what makes you comfortable. There's also a couple of different groups, communities that they have on Facebook where you can get not only opinions from AWAI staff, but you can also get opinions from other writers who are in similar situations or who have been in similar situations, and they share those experiences too. So there's there's a comfort zone for everybody, and AWAI is wonderful about trying to make sure that they reach the broadest audience as possible and make this as painless and as fun as it can be.
So, Heather, for those of us that maybe have joined later that didn't hear, you, Heather, were a homeschool mom, correct me if I'm mm-hmm. wrong, turned copywriter, seasoned copywriter. You've been doing this for a while, but tell us how, you just told us that your base charge for a campaign, 8 to 10 pages, was $5,000, which to me, that's just a big eye-opener. But tell us, how much time per day or how much time per week do you actually spend on your copywriting business?
Right now, I spend between 25 and 30 hours a week. That gives me time. I'm still homeschooling my younger daughter, so that gives me time to spend during the day with her, and it gives me time. I'm also a fiction author, so that gives me time to attend to my other writing. And I earn a living that I'm very happy with working that much each week. And there's a lot of flexibility, too. I can take vacations and work that out with my clients so that it's not stressful for anybody. And if I need to take a day to focus on something else, I can rearrange my week so that I have an extra day off. So it's been, like I said, it's been a gift.
Are all your clients local, Heather, or are they nationwide?
They are nationwide. I'm actually in Idaho. Most of my clients are on the East Coast. So it's, you can work from anywhere with clients that are anywhere. There are really no boundaries other than the ones that you set for yourself.
Well, I'm going to take a second to remind our listeners, if you want to get a free copy of the report that Katie mentioned earlier, which is, it's true, you can make a very good living through writing, all you have to do is go to www.thebarefootwriter.com/roadschoolmoms. That link is on our Facebook page and our chat window. You go there and register, and you will have that report sitting in your inbox like I do in just a few seconds.
I've got my copy, too.
You're excited.
Me, too.
Because as we talked about in the intro, so much of our time is spent on persuasive writing. Even if I'm, even if I get involved in this and never become a copywriter, so much time and effort is spent on the rallies and the conventions and, possibly looking for sponsors for our trip and all that stuff, or advertisers on our blog, all that stuff, that these skills are invaluable.
Nobody is ever worse off for being able to write persuasively.
Oh, it applies to every aspect of your life. And just the understanding of the principles, the basic principles, you know, even if it's not writing, if it's any type of communication that you want to do, you know, if you want to persuade your spouse about something or your kids or, you know, get something accomplished at the bank or the insurance company or, you know, any of those day-to-day challenges that we all have, just approaching them with the mindset of a copywriter, of a persuasive writer, really makes it easier and, you know, 9 times out of 10 more, the outcome more in your favor.
And one of the things that's wonderful about the program is, you know, some people struggle a little bit, well, you know, if I'm making a sale, aren't I manipulating people? But you're not. What you're actually doing is helping them find a win-win proposition. And so the program's very focused on everybody, you know, writing copy that brings everybody to a positive outcome. And so it's something that you can be so proud of and that's so useful in day-to-day life.
Well, I want to thank you, ladies, Katie Yackel and Heather Robson, for coming on and telling us and introducing us to this world of opportunities. We're really excited.
That's fresh.
Again, we're going to be posting those the barefootwriter.com Road School Moms link everywhere, and you'll be able to find more information about it on Full Time Families. We have two blog posts written from AWAI authors, both RVers, about how this has been a really great fit for them. So you can go check out the guest post there. And if you have any questions, you can always put them on our Facebook page, and we'll be sure to get them to Katie or Heather. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later. Wow. Can you just, I'm so excited. This has been a great interview, Kimberly. I'm so glad you made that connection. Awesome addition to our beautiful moms.
I am, too. I see the potential of this so across the board, just like Katie and Heather talked about. Just so much potential about just getting your point across in a well-written, concise, well-thought-out communication. So very.
Well, I know for me it's like threefold because I, one, you know, for those of us that have a blog or where we're trying to author books or we have, you know, we're writing for anything for our own personal use, let alone business, you know, it's a great tool. For me, I mean, I know that I've examined this just lately with the curricula that I'm writing. I think, oh, is this, you know, could this be more persuasive? Could this be better in some way? And so for that, I'm excited. And then, you know, obviously the money making, the income stream that it could bring is, you know, that's what we're all looking for. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for finding that connection.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so happy that that worked out. You know, she talked about being online at Starbucks and turning around and saying, well, I'm a copywriter. You know, our listeners might think, oh, yeah, that'll happen. But I think that that's exactly how our life works. As you can see, me having this connection with her 10 years ago had nothing to do with what was going to happen 10 years from now. We had no idea we were going to live in a camper. We had no idea we were going to have to find location-independent income solutions. And here that connection was made 10 years ago. It's just amazing the way the world works.
Well, and as you know, and what we found, that even though we are all, those of us that are on the road, whether we're weekend warriors or full-timers or whatever, the connections, even though it's in this wide, wide world in America's backyard, this network is still rather small. And so, you know, it's amazing to me the network that you can make and the people that you can reach that, you know, might just be the next bridge that you need to cross.
Right. So tell me, Mary Beth, what's going on at RoadTripTeacher.com?
Oh, Road Trip Teacher is so busy. We are finishing up our Grand Canyon study guide. We traveled through St. Louis earlier today, which, you know, that's what happens to me. I get off on a tangent when I go somewhere new, and I have to, you know, we learn so many interesting things about that area, and so then, you know, the first thing I do is write a study guide. So we launched our St. Louis study guide this morning. Clearly, Gateway Arch is the icon that surrounds. So we're working on those, and we're finishing up our printables, as we talked about last week. All the crossword puzzles are on there, and we're trying to tie up some loose ends before we get started on a brand new format to our study guides, which I'm going to wait to reveal until a few more weeks.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
What's going on over at Full Time Families besides the sick crew? Is there anything else going on over there at Full Time Families?
Well, since coming off the convention, we finally got our first break and time to breathe, and went back, of course, to blogging, because that's where I go to. And so we've put up quite a few blog posts about the attractions we visited before and after in Tucson at the World Fest Road School Convention, specifically Old Tucson and the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. And I made a compilation of all of those reviews. So if you're going to Tucson with your family, just go ahead and click that link, and you can see our top picks for that area, what to skip and what not to be missed. And then also, we just released the latest episode of One Epic Adventure. That's our web series in which we give viewers a glimpse of our life on the road. And this being episode 11, we visited City of Rock State Park in New Mexico. You may remember we had a show from there. And we soaked in the rejuvenating waters of Haywood Hot Springs with two other full-time families, the Greenheart Adventure and the Sight Unseen Crew. And just so we have a video of that. If you want to see what City of Rocks looks like, it's an amazing place. And if you want to know more about hot springs, just click on that two-minute video. You can get that right on our homepage, and you'll be there, right there with us. So that's what's going on. And then next
it's funny. It's funny you say that. I'm going to say that for the first time tonight. That's just for anybody that's listened to us very long, or if you've spent time with the two of us, you know that you're the getter done girl, and I'm like, I don't know.
Perfectionist.
Mold, that's not what
you're.
Well, whatever. I'll tell you the difference between you and I. You left the convention and were a crazy blogger. I've written probably 15 blogs in my head. I have 5 campground reviews that I've got the video done for. I just haven't posted it. Why do I do that? I don't know.
Well, you'll get through it. You've been making great strides. You'll get through it. You know, it just has to become second nature. As you know, we have that Tuesday newsletter that,
Steals and Deals, right?
Yeah, Steals and Deals on the Road. But that reminds me, the Ultimate Road School Guide is up on Full Time Families, and you can click it there by looking at the current issue thing, and we'll be sending that out, the link to it in Steals and Deals on Tuesday. So having that weekly deadline is what motivates me to get stuff done, because I want all fresh information on that newsletter every week. And so usually Monday night I'm blogging furiously a week's worth of blogs, so that on Tuesday there's, 7 to 10 new things to see. And if you want to get on that mailing list, you can just go to fulltimefamilies.com and fill out the link for the mailing list anywhere. It'll pop up if you've never been there before, or it'll be on the side, and you'll get a free audio copy of Birdbath Soup. That's what we're giving away these days on Full Time Families. But next week, you and I are going head-to-head again. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you bringing it?
I'm bringing it. I'm going to have all week. You're going to be on the mend for being sick. And meanwhile, I'm going to be getting my game on for our... is this the talk dirty to me thing? Is that what we're doing next week?
Talk dirty to me. Let's talk about
laundry.
I can't
wait. I can't wait.
Right now,
I'm hoping to,
because right now there are two humongous baskets of laundry at my door, because that might motivate me to actually go and do it. And it's a little complicated here because you need a card, and you need to have your card loaded with credit from the gift shop, which has, banker's hours. So it's a little more complicated here than other places. But people in my rig may or may not be wearing any more underwear. So it's time. I've got to get this done.
I'm going to do some research this week. I'm going to have my facts and figures, so you better bring it.
Okay, so next Sunday night, join Mary Beth and I at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from wherever the world you are, and let's talk dirty laundry.
Sounds good. I can't wait. next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern.
And until then, I think, do you have anything else to add?
I don't. Safe travels to everyone out there, and prayers for anyone that's in the path of these crazy storms. And until next week, God bless you.
God bless you. And here goes our Traveler's Prayer. Have a good one.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Mom, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our Traveler's Prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.